We can pray. Good. With our heads bowed right, we can pray. With our hands folded light, we can pray. With our eyes shut tight, for this is how God's people pray. Try that one again. For this is how God's people pray. And there we go. Shh, be quiet, we are praying. Shh, be quiet, we are praying. Shh, be quiet, we are praying. For this is how God's people pray. Good. We can pray. With our heads lifted high, we can pray. With our hands to the sky. You're not doing it. You're supposed to be doing all these actions. Didn't you hear me say we're supposed to do these things? Were you watching me the whole time where I was going like this? I must have looked like an idiot. Oh, and here I thought everybody had their eyes closed. I remember that little game where nobody would close their eyes, and I'll catch you doing it. Okay, well, we don't have to do the first verse again, but if you could just do everything I tell you, I appreciate that a lot. Okay, so we've done the quiet form of praying, which is the most familiar form of praying, I think. Okay, we'll do the next one. But you got to start off in that position, okay, because this we're breaking out into a new form now, too. We can pray.
We can pray.
With our heads lifted high, we can pray. With our hands to the sky, we can,
we can pray.
With our eyes open wide, for this is how God's people pray. Shout, amen, we are praying. Shout, amen, we are praying. Shout, amen, we are praying. For this is how God's people pray. We can pray.
We can pray.
When we're feeling sad, and when you're feeling sad, you go, okay?
We can pray.
When we're feeling mad, okay?
We can pray.
When we're feeling bad, and then we go, sorry, okay? For this is how God's people pray. Now we do all three.
Sorry we are praying. Sorry we are praying. Sorry we are praying. For this is how God's people pray.
We can pray.
We can pray.
When we make a friend. Come on. Feels good, right?
We can pray.
When we hold a hand. Yeah. Okay? I need somebody up here. Somebody got to hold my hand. Okay. There you go.
When we hold a hand.
Yeah. We can pray.
We can pray.
When we understand. Awesome. All right. Good. For this is how God's people pray.
Yeah, awesome, we are praying.
Yeah, awesome, we are praying.
Yeah, awesome, we are praying.
For this is how God's people pray. All right, very good. This is a concert called Peace and All That Jazz. The three performers, actually we've added a fourth performer now for a couple of numbers. This is Chris Borges, right here. Gary Santum, Tom Witt, Ray McKeever. And we'll be doing about an hour concert here for you. Some of you may have been watching the video this week, Eyes on the Prize. There's a line in that's from a song called Hold On, and there's a line in that song that says, the only chain, which is kind of what we were doing, holding hands, the only chain that we can stand is the chain that goes from hand to hand. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. And we're going to sing a song about another kind of chain.
Three strong links in a freedom chain. Three strong links in a freedom chain. Three strong links in a freedom chain. A Jew and a Hindu and a black man slain. Well, one walked the road to Calvary, and one walked for salt to the Indian Sea. One walked for freedom in Montgomery. A Jew and a Hindu and a black man free. In the face of hatred, each taught love. In the face of hatred, each taught love. In the face of hatred, each taught love. They were wise as serpents and gentle as doves.
Try that with me. Words are pretty simple. I think you got them. Give it a try. We'll try it a couple times together. It won't be long.
It won't be long now. It won't be long. It won't be long now. It won't be long till justice comes rolling like a mighty stream. It won't be long now. Be long. It won't. It won't be long now, it won't be long till justice comes a-rolling like a mighty stream. It won't be long now, be long.
Like to have the women do this, here we go.
It won't be long. It won't be long.
And the men are gonna sing, brothers be strong. You just sing what Tom's playing, women, here.
It won't be long.
Keep it up. And here we go, men. Brothers, be strong now.
It won't. Brothers, be strong now. Brothers, be strong. Brothers, be strong now. Brothers, be strong. Till justice comes a-rolling like a mighty stream. Brothers, be strong now. Be strong.
Here we go, the men on the It Won't Be Long. Here we go.
It won't be long.
The women, you're gonna sing, sisters be strong. Here we go.
It won't be sisters be strong. Sisters be strong. Sisters be strong now. Sisters be strong till justice comes rolling like a mighty stream. It won't be long now. Be long.
Everybody do the It Won't Be Long.
It won't be long.
Again.
It won't be killing be wrong now. Killing be wrong. Killing be wrong now. killing be wrong, till justice comes a-rolling like a mighty stream. It won't be long now, be long. We're gonna sing all together, freedom our song. Here we go. Freedom our song now, freedom our song. Freedom our song now, freedom our song. Till justice comes a-rolling like a mighty stream. Freedom our song now, our song. Now we're going to try to do this in a round, believe it or not, okay? We're going to do it with It Won't Be Long. We're going to start over in this section on the right. Okay, you ready for this? And this will be section two here, and this will be section three. One, two, three. It won't be long now, it won't be long. It won't be long now, it won't be long. Till just won't be long now, it won't be long. Justice comes rolling like a mighty stream. Till justice comes a rolling like a mighty stream.
Singing a song called You Can Tell Me. This song I wrote based on a conversation I had with my daughter. She was about 8 years old, back in 1978. At a time in life where children ask you the tough questions, and you appreciate it. This is what happened that night. You Can Tell Me. Well, the night is gently falling on the happy times we've had today. I brought your glass of water once again. Before I tuck you in and say goodnight, I love you. Is there anything you'd like to talk about or ask of me, my daughter? You're looking worried. Tell me, what's it all about? Is it something that the kids have said at school? Did they scare you in their ignorance? Or did they hurt you in their pride? Did they laugh at you? Did they make you feel the fool? You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me, I won't laugh at you. Please sing that with me. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me, I won't laugh at you. What's that you say? It's not anything I've mentioned. They said something else that's got your attention. You think I'll think you're silly if you say it. Well, I don't think that I will think you're silly. I've heard some mighty silly statements in my time, and I expect that I'll be hearing more. So the kids are saying the world will end in 1984. In Minneapolis, we'll have a war next year. And you're thinking maybe we could move to England before then, because they've had their war, so they'll not have one again. You can tell me, I won't laugh at you. You can tell me, I won't laugh at you. Now that I'm listening, you want to know if there are really bombs so big that they could kill the people high up on the hill, at the same time folks are dying in the valley. Why the men with guns would come and roam the streets where children run, hide in alleys, up on roofs, and shoot at anything that moves. Well, I don't know what to say when you ask me why there's war. I've never heard a reason I believe in. And if you're feeling frightened, I'm not surprised. Of course, I'll hold you while you go to sleep. Now rest your eyes, you're oh so wise. You can tell me. You can tell me, you can tell me, I won't laugh at you. Sing it to each other, okay? You can tell me, I won't laugh at you. I'd like to introduce you all to my daughter, who's going to sing the next song with me. Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed.
Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your heart to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger and I say love, it is a flower, and you its only seed.
Well, it's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance.
It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give. And the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live. When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
I'd like to have you help me sing this next song. Song based on an incident that happened to me in the first grade. All you have to remember is the name of three 6-year-old girls. They're now 43-year-old women. Their names are Gay Ann Martin, Vicky Ann Mason, and Carol Ann Robinson. And the way we bring them into our presence is by singing their name as the chorus. Goes like this.
Gay Ann Martin, Vicky Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. Can you try that with me, please? Gay Ann Martin, Vicky Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson.
Great.
Well, I was a young lad, 6 years old, in the first grade class, doing as I'd been told by my father, who had said, if you follow the rules, you'll make a good name at Jefferson School. Mary Schmidt was the teacher, and I liked her a lot. She liked me too, and sometimes I even got to do her a favor, like erase the board. But even more than Mary, I adored Gay Ann Martin, Vicky Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. You got it. Well, there was some kind of magic in these three young girls, with their pleated little skirts and their long brown curls, and the way they colored pictures, so bold and free, that must have touched something deep inside of me. Because one day I wrote my name, like Mrs. Schmidt said, in the upper right corner of my paper, but instead of Raymond Benton McKeever, I signed Ray Ann McKeever, and it looked just fine. Gay Ann Martin, Vicky Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. Well, the next day Mary gave our papers back. She announced what I had done, and everybody laughed. And I felt so bad that I could have cried, but I swallowed my tears
and a part of me died. Well, all this happened 35 years ago. Mary Schmidt is gone. God rest her soul, and please keep the women as bold and free as the Ray and McKeever still living in me. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, I lost one of my props, so I need to borrow a pair of sunglasses from somebody here. Anybody got an extra pair of sunglasses that's not a teenager? Oh, great. Okay. I've got a couple of fellas joining me here for the rhythm section for this song. This is a little different now than these other songs we've been doing here. One of the things that those of us who are vegetarian really appreciate about Holden Village, need I say more, is there's always a vegetarian alternative, and the food up here, I'll tell you, is the kind of food I eat back home, and it's great. So thank you. However, some of you, I haven't seen much. I don't watch a whole lot of television, but there's an ad campaign going on at the moment that's kind of anti-vegetarian. Has any of you noticed that ad campaign? Is it out here? Like, never trust anyone who doesn't eat meat, or meat is the real food for the real people, that kind of stuff. Well, I just decided I deserve some counterpoint to this point that they're making. So I've got a little rap here called the Mad Bad Vegetarian Ad Rap. Thank you. Okay, let's have some rhythm. Here we go.
Okay, whenever I just do that, I mean, but just keep going. If I'm not cutting, just keep everything going, okay? One, two, three. A little faster. A little softer, maybe. That's it.
Okay. Well, never trust anyone who doesn't eat meat. They'll only disappoint you because they're incomplete. They'll tell you the taste of vegetables cannot be beat. So never trust anyone who doesn't eat meat.
A little faster.
Okay. Well, never trust anyone who doesn't eat beef. They'll tell you that their beans are just as good. Good grief! The way they love their legumes is beyond belief. Well, never trust anyone who doesn't eat beef.
Very good.
Gotta remember the lines here. Well, I won't eat me if... okay, here we go. Well, if you don't eat me, I won't eat you, and we'll both find something better to do. So take my advice, and you'll agree, I won't eat you if you won't eat me. Said the cattle to the cattleman at the time of the great cattle uprising. And the cows came marching two by two, moo, moo, mooing to me and you. One, two, one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Stop the slaughter. Stop the greed. Stop the chemicals they're putting in our feed. Stop the slaughter. Stop the greed. Stop the chemicals they're putting in our feed.
Stop the slaughter. Stop the greed. Stop the chemicals they're putting in our feed. Stop!
Don't eat me, said the fish in the sea. I may not be mammal and I may not breathe in a way that you can understand. In a way that you can understand. But I talk to my own and they talk to me. And we're thinking of coming up out of the sea. We're thinking of coming up onto the land. And we're thinking of asking you to take a stand. I do believe you refer to us as brain food.
You out there? Where is... Okay, stand up. Here we go. This is your entrance. Here we go.
Well, never trust anyone who doesn't eat chicken. They'll tell you that their eggplant is just as finger-licking good. Bad. Bad. Yuck. Sad. They'll make you sick. Well, never trust anyone who doesn't eat chicken. Jive, turkey.
Fish on your dish, steak on your plate, hamburger broiling on your grill. Chicken that you're fixing on a Saturday night, tell me how did they kill that animal? Were they kind, were they cruel, who was wise, who the fool, and who runs a school for the slaughter? Was it quick, was the pain, what was lost, who's to gain, and who will speak up for the animals?
Dead meat for supper. Hardly an upper for the animal kingdom. Dead meat for supper. Must be a better way to survive.
Dead for supper.
Hardly an... This is not your time yet. You gotta stay back a little bit. Stay right there, okay? Must be a better way to survive. I got one more verse here, okay? One, two... It's getting worse all the time. Here we go. One, two, three...
Well, never trust anyone who doesn't eat the dead. They're probably irrational because they're underfed. Likely they are liberal, most certainly they're red. Well, never trust anyone who doesn't eat the dead. Meat for supper.
Hardly an upper for the animal kingdom. Dead meat for supper. Must be a better way to survive. Dead meat for supper.
Thank you.
There's only one other credit that I have to give for that song, and that's to Tom Witt, who first introduced me to this subject of dead meat for supper. He's the first one that ever labeled it that. So it's nice to premiere that in your presence. That's the most controversial song you hear tonight. I once met a man who said that he really liked the fact that I make music, and he wished the whole world made music, because, as he said it, while you're making music, you can't be getting into trouble. And I believe that in one level, that you know, while you're engaged in the activity of music, you can't be getting into trouble, but you can get into trouble for making music. I'm real happy to be here tonight with Tom in particular, because Tom and I are starting to work together back in the Twin Cities in a group called the Heartland Band, which will be a group that sings songs of peace and justice and takes it out into the community of Minneapolis and who knows where after that, but it'll be our witness, and we'll do that. Anyway, we'd like to sing a song before Tom does a little set here about a man who is deceased now, but who I take strength from the way he went about his life. His name was Victor Jara. Victor Jara of Chile lived like a shooting star. He fought for the people of Chile with his songs and his guitar. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Victor Jara was a peasant. He worked from a few years old. He sat upon his father's plow and watched the earth unfold. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. When the neighbors had a wedding, one of the children died. Victor's mother sang all night for them, with Victor by her side. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. He grew up to be a fighter against the people's wrongs. He listened to their joys and woes, and then he turned them into songs. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. He sang for the factory workers and for those who work the land. He sang for the copper miners, and they knew he was their man. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Then he campaigned for Allende, and he worked both night and day. He said, when the people shall stand as one, then the world will be ours today. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. When the junta took Chile, They arrested Victor then. They threw him in a stadium with 5,000 frightened women and men. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Victor sang in the stadium. His voice was brave and strong. He sang for his fellow prisoners until the guards cut short his song. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Then they broke the bones in both his hands and they beat him on the head. They tore his body with electric shocks and then they shot him dead. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong. His hands were gentle and his hands were strong. Victor Jara of Chile lived like a shooting star. He fought for the people of Chile with his songs and his guitar. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. One more time. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong.
Thank you. Thank you. 4 years ago now while I was living up here at Golden. It's called April Shot.
Part of the vision statement for the Heartland Band states that we believe that music in itself is a direct peacemaking activity. I believe what Tom has just done is witnessed very well to that. Actually, I think it was the first day I was here. I can't remember what session it was in, but somebody asked right away what your favorite Bible passage was. First one that popped to my mind, I don't know what it was an introduction to, but the first one that popped to my mind was John 1. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with God and so forth. And then it goes on to say, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so recently I wrote a song, finally, on my favorite text. Before there was earth, a water, a sky, before there was how, or where, or why, before there was woman, and before there was man, before there was no, and before there was oh, yes I can, there was the Word. And then came creation, then came the fall, then came the flood, and then came the call. Then came the promise, and then came the land,
Then came captivity, and then came the wilderness band, and there was the Word. And the Word became flesh, and the Word became bone, and the Word became one of its own. Well, some called him Savior, and some called him King, some called him the one who would change everything. Some called him truth, and some called him grace. Some called him the light to enlighten the whole human race. And there was the Word. And the Word became flesh, and the Word became born, and the Word became one of its own. Wherever falsehood is turned into right, wherever blindness is turned into sight, and wherever death is turned into birth, wherever warfare is turned into peace on this earth, there is the Word. And the Word became flesh, and the Word became bone, and the Word became one of its own. The Word became heart, and the Word became mind, and the Word became one of our kind.
Okay, we're going to end with a... Is this still on?
Huh?
There we go. We're going to end with a song that I've had quite a few requests for ever since last Monday night. A song called Open the Doors. I think we'll just sing it, okay? Based on an old, little childhood ritual that we used to do. Here is the church, here's the steeple. Open the door, see all the people. Okay? As a little addition to it, the next line is everyone welcome, everyone equal. Open the doors, see the people. Okay, here we go. Y'all ready? Here we go. Three, four. Well, here is the church, here is the steeple, open the door, see all the people, everyone welcome, everyone equal, open the door, see the people. Okay, for those of you that weren't here and don't know it yet, now say we'll do it again. Give you a chance here. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone welcome. Everyone equal. Open the door. See the people. Well, we are the dark skin and we are the light. We are the sunshine and we are the night. We are the blinded, we are the sight. We are the eagle and we are the flight. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church, here is the steeple. Open the door, see all the people. Everyone welcome, everyone equal. Open the door, see the people. We are the women and we are the men. We are the stranger and we are the friend. We are the walking and we are the lame. We are the difference and we are the same. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church, great. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone welcome. Everyone equal. Open the door. See the people. Well, we are the young and we are the old. We are the meek and we are the bold. We are the sinner and we are the saint. We are what we are and we are what we ain't. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone welcome. Everyone equal. Door, see the people. Well, we are the glad and we are the gay. We are what we do and we are what we say. We are the single and we are the wed. We are the table and we are the bed. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all people. Everyone welcome. Everyone equal. Open the door. See the people. Well, we are the gospel and we are the law. Well, I got the wrong verse. We're going to start over. 3, 4. We are creation and we are the flood. We are the body and we are the blood. We are the gospel and we are the law. We are the wonder and we are the awe. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone welcome and everyone equal. Open the door, see the people. One more here. Well, we are the altar and we are the street. We are the hands and we are the feet. We are the wealthy, we are the poor. We are the steeple and we are the door. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone is welcome and everyone is equal. Open the door. See the people. I'm going to do open the door. See the people. Open the door. Open the door, sorry. Open the door, see the people.
All right. Nice job.
Okay, we got one more song here. We just happen to have. This is a song by Jan Mara, who's a wonderful songwriter who lives in Minneapolis. There's a quality taken for granted, and no one seems to talk about it much. But babies are known to wither and die for want of a loving touch. Well, children are blessedly simple. They cry to be hugged and to be held. But when we are grown, we're told to stand alone. We're told to keep our hands to ourselves. But sometimes words will fail you. You have more than words at your command. You carry the power to love and to heal right there in your own two hands. Sometimes words will fail you. You have more than words at your command. You carry the power to love and to heal right there in your own two hands. Give it a lot of words, I know. Give it a try. Sometimes words will fail you. Sometimes words will fail. You have more than words at your command. You have more than words at your command. You carry the power to love and to heal. You carry the power to love and to heal right there in your own two hands. So often the touch of another can raise doubt and suspicion in our heads. It seems like some kind of come on, another trick to try and get us into bed. But I just want someone to hold me. Why is it so hard to say? We fight, fool around, and lay our bodies down, and the need never seems to go away. But sometimes words will fail you. You have more than words at your command. You have more than words at your command. You carry the power to love and to heal. You carry the power to love and to heal right there in your own two hands. So easily we break the bonds of family. Independent, self-sufficient, all alone. And the words to reach out and touch someone make you think of the long-distance phone. But sometimes words will fail you. You have more than words at your command. You carry the power to love and to heal right there in your own two hands. So many times I've sat and listened to your pain and your struggle to survive. I've not known what to say that would make it go away. The words to say I'm glad that you're alive. But sometimes words will fail you. You have more than words at your command. You carry the power to love and to
to heal right there in your own two hands. You carry the power to love and to heal right there in your own.